Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Aaron Dempsey, who is the Environmental and Sustainability Manager at Centiva. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Good morning.
Good to be with you. You didn't stay out too late last night going to Maroon 5?
We had a good time, but we didn't stay out too late.
Well, again, we are at Greenville the second day, and wanted to talk to you about your tremendous growth and how Centiva has, through this economic doldrum we're in, continued to do very well. What do you attribute that to?
Centiva has continued to bring new products to the table. I think in the last couple of years when times were down and people slowed down. So I think that that's really helped us as architects were making selections and the projects are now finally coming through. But we've had a lot of great salespeople on the street really working hard to make these things happen. And so it is paying off.
And you are owned by Tarkett, but it's good to see that they let you be out here. And you know, this Johnsonite booth is down the way there. And so you're both here with a major presence. Let's talk a little bit, you know, when you start talking about Centiva, you are made in America, you know, you have recycled content. Talk about some of the key points that you're telling the A&D community as they walk in your space here.
I think our focus at this Green Build is really to get back to the facts. We've really put together a campaign that cuts out all of the traditional marketing and getting back to just the messages of the specific initiatives we worked on at Centiva. So we're pinpointing our recycled content numbers, our low VOC third-party certifications. We're also talking about the fact that we now have homogeneous Victory products that are phthalate-free. So that's a new addition for us. And also looking at 0% production waste. So a lot of the things on the production side that people don't always know about as well.
Okay, and on the recycled content, talk about the recycled product message.
They're 100% recyclable, and they all have recycled content, but it varies as far as the percentages, depending on which manufacturing process is used.
And this whole phthalate-free, I know Thomas and I talked about this in our last interview, that is a product offering you have that if somebody wants a product that has no phthalate plasticizer in it, you have a product to offer them, right?
That's correct. Phthalates have been somewhat controversial over the last couple of years, and a lot of people are taking a step back to see how the issue is going to move forward. So we've made the decision to introduce a phthalate-free plasticizer in the homogeneous products. We are working on some phthalate-free introductions in our other materials as well, but we do now have an opportunity so that the customer has a choice.
Now, I'm sure you get out in the field a lot, and when you talk to the A&D community and they're specifying your product to their client, do they give you feedback about what it is they like about Centiva and why it is they're specifying that product?
All the time. And I think really it goes back to the design of the products. I think that they're excited when they open our book. It has a dramatic presentation, but they also love the service that they get from the people at Centiva, from the sales rep to the person they're talking to on the phone at the factory, and then after the product is installed.
How is it that you all are able to have such a great in-stock situation?
I think stock is always a challenging balance because you never know when you're going to get the order for a huge quantity of one particular product. But we do try to manage that and look at what products are being sold. And then, of course, manufacturing in the USA gives us great flexibility so that any of our products, if at any certain time we need a large quantity, we can fulfill that by running the product in Alabama.
Aaron, I notice you have a big screen TV here with a clip showing. Talk a little bit about what you're doing with that message.
Well, I think to go along with the fact that we're manufacturing in the USA, we wanted to really get out the message of the brand DNA and the people behind that. So we've put together a video that's available on YouTube that talks about the people of Centiva and why we're different from the other people in our part of the market.
And this is the first step of several that you're going to do, is that right?
Yes, there will be several videos to come focusing on other attributes of the company, but this first one will introduce you to the people that are making the product, that are in the trenches every day making sure that orders get out and work with our customers on the telephone. So it gives you an idea really of who's on our end making these things happen.
You know, it's one thing about Centiva that's that most of the people are young, and I think you guys take full advantage of the new technologies that are out there.
I think we've seen a huge rise in social media. We see that our customer base is shifting, and it's certainly important to reach out to all of the generations of our customers. So we're working more with social media, with YouTube videos, bringing in an iPad app this year to really make sure that we're fully utilizing our channels of communication. Also through using things like our QR codes so that people are using mobile technology to link back to product information and to their Facebook page if it's something that interests them there.
Okay, Aaron, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Aaron Dempsey, who's the Manager of Environmental and Sustainability at Centiva, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloraDaily.net.